You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Kate, what are you listening to?
Oh, Bosom Buddies.
Oh, is that a new podcast?
No, it's a song from a musical.
Oh, what's that from? Welcome back to What's That From?
A podcast exploring musicals we don't know, but probably should. I'm Kate.
And I'm Josh.
And we realize we never introduce ourselves at the beginning of this podcast.
So here we are. Nice to finally meet you.
Now that we're on our 9th episode?
I think maybe.
Wow.
As I pull up my Instagram.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, yes, episode 9.
Nice.
Oh, crazy. Almost to double digits.
Wow. We got to do a big special for the 10th. Christmas special for the 10th episode. No, just kidding. This is the Christmas special.
No, just kidding. If you found yourself here, you may or may not already know that we are going to be exploring the musical MAME. M-A-M-E. A Christmas classic. They do sing one song about Christmas. That does make it the Christmas special.
You know, I wanted to go with Annie, but we decided on MAME.
If you're saying What's That From to any song from Annie, I lose all respect for you.
Honestly, so true.
Even the lesser known ones. Like, if you don't know what Herbert Hoover is from, you should just turn the podcast off now.
Kate, I think it might be your turn to do the 30-second plot challenge.
I think you're right.
30 seconds on the clock.
All right. So just let me know when to start.
Go.
Okay, so there's a young boy, his father passes away, and he has no other relatives except his sister, her name's Mame. He sends the little boy to his auntie Mame. She's this rich, wealthy, aristocratic woman. She lives this lavish lifestyle, takes him on all these adventures, raises him badly, kind of. And then through a series of events, she ends up meeting a man who she ends up marrying. He ends up dying. And then she kind of keeps living her lavish lifestyle, and the little boy grows up.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
That was pretty good, and you, like, it felt like you elaborated on things, too.
Thank you. I know, I missed the end part where she's like, you shouldn't marry that girl, and then he's like, ah, and then he doesn't.
But, like, that's literally the plot. Like, I don't even know what else to fill in.
I don't really either. Like, now that I just explained that out loud, I'm like, it really is just, like, about her being, like, that aunt.
Yeah. She's kind of like this, like, stylish woman of the 20s. And she's got this money, living this lavish lifestyle. She has, like, her circle of people, you know. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
she has to take care of this little boy that she's never expected to happen to her life.
Right. And she really ends up loving this little boy, too. Right. Like, he becomes her everything. Like, it's so sweet. Like,
that is sweet.
Between them. Because I think she is kind of just, like, a, like, single woman who's older. And I think she just, like, never expected to have her life affected by this little boy who comes in and brings her so much joy, but then she is kind of raising him like a little crazy. She like sends him to like this crazy, like eccentric school. She takes him to all these crazy places and does all these amazing lavish things. And that's not really how his dad intended him to be raised, quote unquote. So then the trustee guy who like handles his dad's like trust, comes and like observes how he's living, and he's like, I'm taking him away. And then Mame's like, what? No, like, I love that boy. And then conveniently at the same time, someone calls and is like, Mame, your fortune is gone. And she's like, not on my things. And then she's like, I don't even care about my things. Like, I just love Patrick. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Patrick. She's like, I just love Patrick. And it's like so heartwarming because you'd never think, like, when they first introduce her, she's like throwing this huge party. She's like the talk of the town. And now she's like so humbled by this little boy. It's so sweet.
And the musical spans like time-wise a long, like a wide range of time.
Yeah, because like Patrick fully grows up.
Right.
But Mame, it ages not at all.
Which?
She's eternal.
Yeah.
She, oh my gosh.
Concept production? Let's do a production of Mame where Mame's a witch.
Yeah, honestly, I would be living for that.
She's just like pointing and like wreaths, like when they're doing We Need a Little Christmas, like Christmas trees pop up.
They're just poofing out everywhere. She's like pouring up a potion. She's ready. Yeah, no. Then, I mean, after she loses all of her money, she has a lot of like friends along the way that kind of like add their own little thing to the story. And eventually Patrick grows up, but he becomes a brat when he grows up. He's like going to marry this girl who is from this really bigoted family that's just like, not to offend people from the South, but like from the like Civil War Confederate South is where these like people are from. So they're very bigoted, close-minded, racist. And like Mame is like from the city, like super bohemian, like does whatever she wants, surrounds herself with people that like are artistic and different, and she's like super accepting. And so she like meets this family and she's like, ew, like I raised you and you're like gonna marry these people that are this bigoted and close-minded. And so then she like pulls the biggest dupe of them all and she's like, I'll be nice for your wedding. And they do end up getting in a fight, but then at one point, I feel like I'm talking in a circle, but
no, I'm following.
There's this, this maid kind of, who's like kind of like an, I guess they're honestly like family, her and her like two, like, I don't want to say servants, but they're like a live in like nanny to kind of also help with Patrick. Like she kind of like came with Patrick and she ends up getting pregnant because Mame like influenced her. Yeah. She's like, go live your life. Like, be like whoever you want to be. And she's like a super quiet conservative person. Then she comes back and she's pregnant and she's like, I listened to you and now I'm gonna have a baby and I'm not married, which of course is like a big no-no for these like people that are close-minded. So then Mame is like, Mame buys the land next to this bigoted family's house, buys their open like 2-acre land, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna build a home for women who are single mothers that like don't have like husbands.
She said, we give back.
Yeah. And like the the parents are like freaking out because they were like, we don't want people that are like the wrong type moving in next door, so we want to buy that property for Patrick and our daughter. And she was like, joke's on you, I already bought it. And then like all these pregnant women come in the house, and then of course the family is like, we're not letting our daughter marry him. And then it ends with like Mame's with Patrick and like his new wife, who Mame actually introduces him to, and their new son, like their little son, and she's taking him on a trip to like India.
I love it. And then like the story continues.
Yeah, it's just like she's gonna take him on like these crazy worldly adventures, and
kind of feels like a Mary Poppins type trope. You know what I mean? Like just like the magical caretaker. You know what I mean? Like the
take him around
the world, like all the crazy adventures. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that kind of trope.
That's a good way to describe it. I feel like that's so accurate. Also because she does not age.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I have no doubt that she will live through this entire child's life again.
I really love the poster a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, the artwork.
Yeah. And like, I also just feel like this show has, it's almost to me like Hello Dolly, where like it's just a vehicle for some older Broadway legend, diva, star to just live.
I know. And that would be incredible to see now. Like, there needs to be a revival.
I think so too. And it's like the sweetest story. It was so silly and like so fun.
I like the music.
I did too. Yeah. And like, I mean, speaking of the music, so the I mean, obviously, so it was written, the music and lyrics was written by Jerry Herman.
Classic. Hello Dolly.
Yes. So, like, no wonder it gives Hello Dolly vibes.
Right.
So, does, like, Jerry Herman, is he just like, I am going to put the aging Broadway diva on such a pedestal?
Literally.
Yes. So, I mean, music and lyrics. And I read somewhere that it took him 6 months to write the music and lyrics, which I was like, it's not too much.
Yeah.
I was like, good for you.
Yeah, put it together fast.
Yeah, because I believe it was, there was first a play.
Yep. Or it's first a book.
Yes, a book, but then it was a Broadway play in 1956. But the book and the play were both called Anti-Mame.
Right.
And then they were like, you know what would go great with this?
Mame. Yeah.
Music.
Music.
Yeah, so then they were like, let's adapt this into a musical. Which opened in 1966.
Same year as Sweet Charity.
Wow. What a good year for Broadway.
Literally.
Also kind of silly because it's like 10 years after the play. So it's just like, I feel like people could have seen the play and then been like, wait, this is coming back around? And then go see it and be like, wait a minute, now there's songs.
This time with music.
I kind of love that transformation for them. That'd be such a, like a funny experiment now, I feel like, to do. Like to have a play on Broadway. In like a short amount of time after, like the same thing, but with music.
Isn't the Bronx Tale? Wasn't Bronx Tale a play?
Was it?
I think so.
I love that for them.
I think so. I don't know.
I think that's hilarious. Like, just as like a concept, I'm like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's Doll's House Part 2, the musical?
Where's Where's the Glass Menagerie, the musical?
That, I'm sure that exists somewhere.
It probably does. There's probably a reason why it's not on Broadway. It's not MAME quality.
Yeah, you can't beat MAME.
You can't beat MAME.
That's like the plot of the show.
That's the tagline. Like, that's what's written on the marquee. Is it's like, MAME, starring Angela Lansbury, in quotes, New York Times, you can't beat MAME. Like, that's like... That's a 30-second plot challenge.
Yeah, literally.
Have the resilience of this woman. She's been through the most.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. What was your favorite song?
My favorite song was It's Today.
Mm.
The one of the first songs.
That's good. I've been thinking all day about it.
So what do you think it is?
I think it's either We Need a Little Christmas or Gucci's song.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I like Bosom Buddies too.
I do too. Except the one thing about Bosom Buddies is I feel like it does go on for like way too long.
Yeah. It doesn't go anywhere. It just like keeps cycling through.
I was like, we get it. Like, you have a lot of things you don't like about each other, but you're just saying it in a nice way. It was the joke that kept on giving. It really was.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, but I thought the music was so fun. And yeah. I think it gives me very big Broadway vibes.
Yeah, I listened to it and was like, wow, I bet this had great costumes. It was like one of those shows. You know, it was just so grand.
So grand. And I feel like every scene is something different. Like,
yeah.
And also, so to bring it to this special holiday edition of the episode, listening to it, I came to find out that it actually has nothing to do with Christmas, but We Need a Little Christmas is a Christmas special song. You know, like that song is iconic. And I liked that song because it was like literally at the peak of their depression when like everything was taken away from them. And she was like, okay, I know Christmas isn't until a whole month, but I think we need to set up for it now because we're all so sad and depressed. And like, this will bring us out of our depression. Is that not 2020?
Relatable.
We have been setting up for Christmas in July. Maybe.
Let's do MAME, but set it in 2020.
Oh my gosh, I feel like you could.
And she's a witch.
And she's a witch. Yeah, she's like, she gets this little boy. She's like so excited. He gets taken away. COVID hits. Her business shut down.
Yep.
Then, yeah, and then she sets up for Christmas. That's how it's got to be.
Broadway 2021.
Broadway 2021, the revival of MAME with a whole new concept originated here at WTF B-Way.
Yeah. Who do you think would be a really good MAME now?
The only person that comes to my brain is Bernadette Peters.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I think of anyone, like, I'm like, I know she was Hello Dolly as well, but I'm just like, Bernadette.
Yeah, I totally see that.
I think Patti LuPone would be a good MAME too, because I think she gives me, like, she gives me Crazy Aunt vibes.
Yeah.
Especially her recent, like, Twitter and, like, Instagram and everything.
Oh, totally.
Her home videos give me Crazy Aunt vibes.
It was received pretty well.
Yeah, it ran for a very long time.
Won some Tonys for Angela Lansbury and Frankie Michaels for Best Featured Actor and Bea Arthur in, as a featured actress.
And Bea Arthur actually was also in the movie, which, nice. Yeah, which is really good. If anyone has Amazon Prime, I'd highly recommend watching it. It's super cheerful and fun. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting that she like transcended space and time to be in both. I was like, what a queen. And I also was like, that kind of like, it kind of reminds me of how in Promises, like that side character, like, do you know which one I'm talking about when we were talking about Promises? Like the one
yes.
in the bar.
The one who won the Tony Award, but like was only in that one part.
Yes. Like, I yeah. feel like that's like Bea Arthur's part. Like, I feel like she's kind of, she plays Velma, right? Is that her name?
I think so.
Or Verna, something like that. And, I feel like that's like the same. Oh, Vera.
Vera, yeah.
But she, I think it's the same thing. Like, she has the power to take over so much of the musical, but she's like not the main part. But I was
right,
like,
and wow. she has such a unique voice too. Like, it's just so like captivating. Yeah. You just want to hear where it's going next.
She's like the baritone.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, she was funny. She's funny in the movie too. But I was like, wow, good for you, girl. I wonder if that's like awkward. Like, they're like, no one else from the Broadway show is going to be in the movie, but B booked it.
Yeah, I wonder how Angela Lansbury felt.
Yeah. Love her too, though. I mean, she's had a great career.
Yeah, star.
She really wasn't that like upset. I mean, maybe she was, I don't know. But I mean, the thing is in the movie, it was Lucille Ball, which I think is like, she's a pretty good name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's probably easier to put like B in like the Vera character because like it's not, you can do that because you made Lucille Ball MAME.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of like you can make Andrew Rannells the guy in the prom because you made Meryl Streep the girl.
Right. Literally, I totally see that.
Yeah. But I'm really like, it does make me wonder. I know there was they did like an encore performance of it, I believe in 2006.
With Christine Bransky?
Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering why we haven't seen anything about it since. Like, that's 14 years ago. That's a while ago.
I know.
Kind of makes me sad. But
maybe it'll just come back like out of nowhere.
And I guess in a world where Hello Dolly was like thriving, like I feel like you can never have MAME and Hello Dolly at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the cast would be the same.
They could just do alternate every night.
You like Angels in America part 1 and 2, but it's like MAME
Hello Dolly,
yeah. Just like interchange.
That's
I feel like we have a lot of visions for MAME. I think we like really could make this happen.
Just turn this podcast into like a producing company.
But only for productions of MAME. Like if you're yeah. only if you're interested in doing MAME. We'll get the right.
at WTF underscore Broadway underscore Mame.
Yeah, but this is one of those things where, like, I feel like this is a musical that has, like, always existed in my mind, but I have had nothing to pair it with.
Yeah,
I didn't even know any of the plot, really. And honestly, what I'm coming to learn from this podcast is, like, I recognize a lot of these songs from Glee. I'm like, oh no, like, why do I recognize this? And I'm like, it's definitely because the Glee cast sang it.
You know what that means? Ryan Murphy likes Mame. So maybe Ryan Murphy should make Mame into a Netflix movie with Lady Gaga.
As Mame?
As Mame.
Okay, true. I feel like that could really be powerful. I would pay a lot of money to watch it. Or Meryl as Mame.
I totally see that too.
Yeah, but I like this show because it opened in 1966 and it ran for 1,508 performances.
And it switched Broadway theaters too.
Yeah.
In the middle of the run.
That's kind of awesome. They were like, oh no, the lease is up here, but we're moving down the block.
Me, I'm living the Mame life.
In a New York apartment. Embodiment of Mame. Yeah, no, but I really liked it. And, like, I think the more I sit with it, like, the more it marinates in my mind, the more
it's
I
cute.
Like it. Yeah. It just makes me feel good.
What would you rate it?
I think I'd give it, like, a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because I think, like, it makes me really happy. I think the music is great. I think that, like, the potential of the Broadway show is also great. Obviously, it did really well. But, like, I feel like it's just, like, it just, like, covers the surface. It's, like, a really heartwarming story about, like, a kid who, like, hangs out with his aunt who's, like, really cool.
Right.
And, like, but it's, like, that much else than that. But, like, I don't think it needs to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
It just felt like a nice, cute, feel good, good music, Broadway.
Yeah. I wonder why Mame, the character, is not more of like an icon.
I know.
Like, I'm like, this woman is like 100% herself 100% of the time. She like literally gives no cares about anything. She's just going about her day, like always being true to herself. I'm like, why don't more people like, I don't know. I'm just like, why haven't I seen like a Mame-themed drag performance?
That'd be good.
I just, like, feel offended. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, why are all these other characters icons, but not Mame? There's this scene, too, where I'm just looking at a quote where it's, like, talking about how, like, the musical spans, like, the Great Depression, World War II, all that stuff. And her, like, famous motto, Mame's famous motto, is life is a banquet, and most poor sons of bitches are starving to death. So, we have no choice but to stand that motto. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mame's a queen.
Mame's a queen. She really is. Who would
be, you can't beat her.
Who would be you can't beat Mame. If I ever like, this will never happen, but if I ever crafted a sports team, I would name it Mame. Not that I ever will. Yeah, but I think if you're looking for something that, and I do think it does give off holiday vibes. Like, I think the music, it like gives off like seeing a show at Christmas with your family vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I know We Need a Little Christmas is such a good Christmas song, but I also feel like all the other music kind of feels like a joyful holiday energy.
Yeah, I agree. So take a listen, all you at home.
Yeah, all you at home. You could be listening to Elf, you could be listening to A Christmas Story, but why listen to the basic Christmas ones when you could just give Mame a listen, you know what I mean?
You can't beat Mame.
And I'm not even going to try to add to that. I'm going to plug the old Instagram account. You know where to find us on the gram. It's going to be at WTF underscore B-Way. That's WTF underscore B-W-A-Y.
We're going to take a week off?
Yeah, we're going to take a little week off, actually.
Right.
We've been taking a few breaks here at the end of the year, but it's getting a little chaotic. So got to regroup. Got to spend the holidays doing whatever you're doing, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy Holiday, Happy New Year.
See you next year at What's Up, Bronx.
Woohoo!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.